Lesson 22, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th commandments of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're on page 138 in the Baltimore Catechism. And at the top, of course, there's a marvelous little drawing there of a well-dressed young man and girl going to confession. You'll notice a big thick curtain there that the penitent is going into. We really don't use those curtains anymore, at least not in the States. And they've been replaced by doors. And a little section there of somebody receiving Holy Communion from the priest. So to confess our sins at least once a year, to receive Holy Communion during Easter time. Those are the 3rd and 4th commandments of the Church. So question 293, what is meant by the commandment to confess our sins at least once a year? By the commandment to confess our sins at least once a year is meant that we are strictly obliged to make a good confession within the year if we have a mortal sin to confess. However, anyone who lets confession go for a whole year is in danger of falling into mortal sin. We need the help of frequent confession to keep out of sin. So again, it says to confess once a year if we have a mortal sin. That's the absolute requirement. But not to confess frequently, it's foolish. It's sort of like driving a car and putting the hand on the wheel only once in a while. One of the fruits of frequent confession, according to the Council of Trent, is that you really get to know your sins well. So when someone confesses only once a year, it's very interesting. They come into the confessional and they have actually very little to say. And they wind up saying things sometimes like, well, I haven't murdered anyone. I haven't done anything big. But what happens is they simply, being only human, forget what they have done over a year. There's no way to remember it. Whereas the person who comes in once every 2 weeks to confess their sins, and that's usually, of course, venial sins, oh, they know exactly what to say. They know exactly what they have done. And you really tend to grow in virtue with frequent confession. It doesn't mean that you can't sin. It doesn't mean it takes away the desire to sin, but it certainly lessens it in a marvelous way. Question 294. So why should we go to confession frequently? We should go frequently because frequent confession greatly helps us to overcome temptation, keep us in the state of grace, and to grow in virtue. Question 295. What sin does a Catholic commit who neglects to receive Holy Communion worthily during Easter time? A Catholic who neglects to receive Holy Communion worthily during Easter time commits a mortal sin. So anyone who receives communion only once a year is also in danger of falling into mortal sin. Communion is food for the soul. Eating only once a year is certainly starvation. Even once a month is not often. And the result frequently is that the soul starves to death, death being mortal sin. Question 296. What is the Easter time in the United States? The Easter time in the United States begins on the first Sunday of Lent and ends on Trinity Sunday. So that may sound a little odd there. You mean Easter time really begins in Lent? Well, yes, especially in regard to these commandments of the Church. So have to go to confession, have to go to communion somewhere between the first Sunday of Lent and on Trinity Sunday. And Trinity Sunday always follows immediately after the Feast of Pentecost. We're ready now for the 5th and 6th commandments of the Church. And in the cartoon on the left, you see an usher holding out the basket. And of course, it's a little outdated because many Catholics in our time prefer to pay electronically. But if you have little children and they see you put something into the basket, that is a powerful lesson. If they never see you give, well, then that too is a lesson. I can remember as a boy, it was a big deal. My father would give me a quarter. He'd give us kids a quarter, and we got to put that quarter in the collection basket, and that was good. I was raised with this notion that I need to pay my fair share. 297. What is meant by the commandment to contribute to the support of the church? By the commandment to contribute to the support of the church is meant that each of us is obliged to bear his fair share in the financial burden of the Holy See, of the diocese, and of the parish. So a fair share has traditionally meant a tithe. Literally, that means one-tenth of your income. Currently, I'm able to give about half of my salary, roughly 50%. But I don't have any dependents, and I have my house provided for me, I have food provided for me, so I have little expenses. So that's not, for me, 10% is not much of a gift at all. But for others, 10% might be too much, realistically speaking, and not stingily speaking. And perhaps 5% is too much for some of the obligations that you might have. But with tithing, the advantage of it is you start somewhere. If you realize, look, all that we can do is one half of 1%, well, that's something. And you work at it, and perhaps after time you can bring it up to 1%, and then the next year maybe 1.5%, that kind of thing. But taking no account at all of supporting the local parish, the diocese, the Holy See, and not even trying to tithe, well, that's wrong. And it's stingy. And there's just no way we can get into heaven by being stingy.